Hey, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Sending in a lift from New York, New York, we have Christian Science practitioner and teacher, Susan Collins.
Since I have the very same name as a well-known United States senator, I've been gifted bumper stickers with her name, given at least one other commemorative memento, and received both correspondence and a phone call, asking me to vote a certain way in the legislature. And all of this because my name matches someone else's. But having the same name as someone else doesn't really say anything about who we truly are. All of this has led me to consider, how does our Father, Mother, God know us, distinguish us from everyone else? Some verses in the book of Matthew relating to Jesus point toward an answer. Quote, "And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." God knew precisely who Jesus was, because Jesus expressed God's very own magnificent attributes. Jesus taught that God is our Father, too. So we also are God's beloved heirs. Luke's gospel tells us that God numbers every hair of our head. In other words, every detail of our eternal being. And the book of Genesis instructs, God made us in his image. So we are spirit's likeness, the uniquely individual embodiment of spiritual attributes. We include order, beauty, loveliness, all of God's qualities, and express them in totally individual ways. Our specific expression of the infinite God makes each one of us unequivocally beautiful, essential. We're known by our works, too, according to the scriptures. And these good works result from our own God-given, distinctly expressed talents. Mary Baker Eddy writes in her book Retrospection and Introspection, "Each individual must fill his own niche in time and eternity." That means no one can take anyone else's place. Know then, dear friend, that you are love's original, God's unique, one-of-a-kind beam of light, no matter what your name is.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2019.